This is Glenn Halleck with the Marcus Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 26 for Thursday, August 18th. Ice canola futures are mixed on Thursday in trying to make a recovery from double-digit losses earlier today. The November canola contract slips 20 cents at $815.40 per ton, and the January contract is unchanged at $824.40 per ton. There are gains in the more deferred positions. Support is coming from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Weakness in Chicago soy oil is weighing on canola values, with additional pressure from losses in European rapeseed and the off-session of Malaysian palm oil. The declines in vegetable oils are being tempered by gains in global crude oil prices. A trader says canola crush margins are among the highest he has ever seen, stating it's insane how much money the crushers are making now. But the trader warns canola prices are going to be lower heading into the fall. As well, the trader believes the prairie canola crop is likely to come in below 19 million tons because of too much moisture in some parts of the region and too little in other areas. At this time, the Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 77.23 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 77.45. The United States Department of Agriculture released its export sales report this morning. For the week ending August 11th, old crop soybean sales are nearly 97,000 tons, and those for new crop exceed 1.3 million tons. Old crop soy meal sales come in about 67,000 tons, and new crop is around 297,000 tons. Soy oil is 1,200 tons. Old crop corn export sales are more than 99,000 tons, with new crop at 750,000. Wheat sales hit a marketing year low of about 207,000 tons. The weather outlook for the U.S. Plains has heavy rains for the south, with the north to remain dry. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The September contract climbs 20 cents at $14.95 per bushel. September soy oil loses 1.15 cents at 66.26 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal adds $8.80 at $449.40 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Thursday as the September contract gains a nickel at $6.20 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, with the September contract falling 19 cents at $4.13. The U.S. wheat complex is also down hard as Chicago September foregoes 32 cents at $7.31.5. Kansas City September drops 38.5 cents at $8.12.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September gives up 32 cents at 851.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, August 18th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.